Speaking earlier in the week, Pope Benedict voiced his concerns about the recent political violence in Lebanon and the Gaza Strip.
Che cessino al più presto le violenze nella striscia di Gaza.
Speaking to thousands of people gathered in St. Peter's Square on Sunday, the Pope said he felt spiritually close to all those suffering the effects of the violence, and he urged the warring factions to seek peaceful ways of resolving their tensions and working for the common good. In the Gaza Strip, a fragile ceasefire between gunmen loyal to the ruling Hamas party and those of the Fatah faction loyal to President Mahmoud Abbas seems to be holding, bringing relief to besieged residents there. Over the weekend, gunmen attacked security compounds, kidnapped local commanders and destroyed electricity generators, bringing the death toll in the latest violence to at least 30 people. Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah has denounced the fighting as shameful and offered to host talks between the two groups in the holy city of Mecca. Both Hamas and Fatah leaders have welcomed the offer but have set no date so far. Of course, it's the local civilian population that has been hardest hit by this latest violence, which comes 1 year after the Islamic Hamas party was swept to power by the majority of Palestinian people, frustrated with President Abbas's failure to promote peace with Israel and improve economic conditions. Father Manuel Moussalam runs the only Roman Catholic parish in Gaza City, as well as two schools for Muslim and Christian children. He's also hoping to build a clinic for families in the nearby town of Beit Hanun, where Israeli bombs killed 19 people last November in what the government later described as a mistaken attack. During a recent visit to his parish in Gaza, Father Manuel told me what the church is trying to do to help those worst affected by the ongoing violence.
Here in Gaza, Beit Hanun is a suffering area. Most of the children passed through this trauma during the war. And because of that, we need in this area a clinic for psychological health. So I want to build here, in the name of the church, a clinic with a kindergarten to support these children in the trauma. It is the first organization here in Gaza. We need that. So I hope that the world can help us in building that in the name of the church, and it will be a sign of charity between Muslims and Christians, and a sign of peace also for the future.
Father Manuel, you're running these two schools, aren't you?
Yes.
Teaching very young children, living in these terrible, difficult situations. How do you teach them about peace in this context?
First, they are very stressed. We focus, all our education is for peace in the school, in the church. I preach always hope for them and encourage them. But with this enormous chaos in the country, we cannot have joy, we cannot have dances, we cannot play, we cannot shout, we cannot cry, we cannot run, we cannot travel, you see. So I try in the school to educate children, to love each other, to help each other, and to write to each other letters like this, some gifts, and to perform some dances inside the school even. Always inside the school, because outside we have a morning time. It is a very, very difficult time. So the children always see in outside the school blood, fear. You see, they are stressed, them and their families also, their parents.
Since Hamas took over here, with the tensions between Hamas and Fatah, has that made life more difficult for you and for the families you're working with?
It is not a question of Hamas and question of Fatah. It's the question of this chaos of security. We had that before Hamas, and it continues now, but it is worse, a little worse. Now, with the absence of police, the authority of law, the authority of a court, a judge, the authority of someone to find help, you see, people are stressed and they fear. they fear because they cannot find someone to protect them and any law to protect them.
Some people are afraid that there may even be a civil war if the situation escalates, if Hamas and Fatah cannot find a solution.
We are very close. We are very close. Really, we are very close. We hope that God will not permit that. But already we have many who have been killed in the streets and killed in their houses. Today we passed beside the house which has been destroyed. The family has been killed. The cars which have been destroyed, burnt, and our children in the school also. Last time, 2 weeks ago, they have seen killing the three boys in their car. They were in their bus, and they have seen these children dying. You see, we ask God to give us peace, and we ask you to pray for us.
And my thanks there to Father Manuel Moussalam, a parish priest in Gaza City. In order to show solidarity with the Christian communities in Israel and the Palestinian territories, a group of Catholic bishops from Europe and North America spent a week in the Holy Land in January. After meeting with Israeli and Palestinian officials, as well as local Christian communities, the Catholic leaders issued a strong statement calling for new and creative ways of building trust and mutual respect. The communique, entitled Breaking the Hold of Anger, Fear and Despair in the Holy Land, notes that nearly 60 years after the conflict began, new political initiatives are urgently needed to put an end to violence and to achieve a lasting justice and peace for both peoples. Archbishop Patrick Kelly of Liverpool in the United Kingdom is one of the organisers of this annual pilgrimage to the Holy Land. Speaking at the end of this fact-finding visit, he talked about the difficult conditions facing Palestinians in every aspect of social and political life, as well as the crucial role the Christian churches continue to play as a force for peace between the Jewish and Muslim worlds.
If you speak about social, I would always include in that every aspect of life which is for the development of the well-being of a full human person. Therefore includes hospitals, includes education, and therefore we referred in our statement to making sure that people are able to make the necessary journeys to come to that fullness of life. In terms of what we find the situation to be at the present time, as we began by saying, it has been literally a traumatic year across the whole of the Middle East. And we are aware that, and as we shared with the President, we are aware of the internal tensions within the Palestinian people at this time. And wherever you have tensions within a people, it cannot make the next step easier. And therefore, we shared with him that the longing to see how there can be a way forward to a united voice. Though what we did discover, and let's speak first of all within the Palestinian experience, there is absolute unanimity on a longing for secure justice as a basis for peace. That is shared by everybody. And similarly, we'd say the same when meeting with the people who live within Israel, both those who are Jews, those who are Muslim, those who are Christian, those who are Druze. Again, a sense that what is the present situation is not where we want to be. And in many ways, I think what the church can uniquely offer, I often put it this way, sometimes the church can offer the space for a conversation which is not directed to a political headline or political project, but just for a conversation to take place, which enables there to be a meeting of minds. And that's, I think, what our role is, rather than say, this is the political solution.
Archbishop Patrick Kelly of Liverpool in the United Kingdom is one of the organisers of the annual coordination pilgrimage to the Holy Land of Catholic bishops from Europe and North America.